哇，Hello，
Hello, wait, I don't have chat up. Where is my chat? I need my other phone.
hi，你听见没？哇 ，Yes, see the wise。哈哈哈哈，I don't know how to use Twitter Space, so I'm sorry if I did something wrong. Where settings? Okay, I think I got everything set up. Probably. A voice transfer. What? What are these settings? I'm very quiet. It's because the phone is not near my face. It is okay to pull the battery cord because my phone's only. You know what? I'm just gonna hold this by my face. Hi. Can you hear me better? What's that noise? It was me pulling on my, what's it? My battery cord. My PC is recovering and, status, hardware problems detected. To identify and repair these problems, you will need to contact the computer manufacturer. So I was right, there is something wrong with my hardware. And, It's a 50-50 between my RAM and my motherboard. Most likely my RAM. Maybe my motherboard. Maybe my RAM. Most likely my RAM. Maybe my motherboard. Maybe my RAM. Who knows? I would have hoped that my PC lasted a little longer. You know, it's not been that long since I built what even is the name of this PC again? I forgot. Mark II, Mark I. Mark I is still in my basement. I should honestly just like take parts out of Mark I and like Frankenstein it. Wait, actually, I can't. I forgot that I use a Mark One is Intel CPU. This one's AMD Ryzen. I forgot. It's time for Mark Three. Honestly, I don't want to replace like everything yet, so I'll probably buy RAM first. Maybe motherboard. Depends. Most likely my RAM. I feel like my guts are telling me it's my RAM, but who knows? Mark 2.5. Yeah, different sockets. I still remember the first time I built my very first PC. I told you guys this before about how I miraculously did not bend any pins on the motherboard. This isn't my current PC, it's my very first PC I ever built. I put the CPU in wrong, but it was a miracle that none of the pins were bent. Was the code though? What was it? I typed it in Google to look at what it was, and then I forgot to save it. I'll find it in the history. You guys give me too much credit with me able to remembering stuff because I forget. I literally have brain of a goldfish. I forget things like in a snap. So, search history, yeah. But I'm looking at you guys right now. Looking at chat again. I can't tell out. Control Shift T reopens closed tabs. My PC is recovering right now. What I'm doing right now actually is running the memory diagnostics tool, so it's taking a little long because going through all the diagnostics, you know. That's where the on the little status thing says hardware problems detected. Can't really control shift T. Yeah, search on my phone because usually my phone is like my go-to to search for stuff because even when I have like a network problem, I still have phone data so I can still search stuff up, right? Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. Maybe I should salvage the RAM from Mark II and see if that fixes anything. It's a little bit of a downgrade because it's less RAM than what I have, but at least it'll run right. I could try that because I know the RAM had no problems in Mark One. I'm forgetting my own. Oh my goodness. It's definitely worth checking, definitely. I think I'm gonna try only restarting with like two of the RAM sticks in. And if that still doesn't fix it, I'll try the other two. And then, okay, but in the end, though, like if for example, if one of the slots are bad, it means the motherboard is the problem in the end, right? Stomach growl. No, that was just my throat because I'm drinking Dr. Oopsie. Let's start with one. Actually, one is a good idea. It's probably better to narrow it down. Because it's not the first time this motherboard had a problem, from what I remember. Because I used to have a problem where... this is like when I... It was like within months of getting this motherboard, or actually this PC. It had a problem where when I was in Discord and I was video sharing, for example, during a collab, I couldn't hear other person's audio, like them talking. So that was a problem I had. I fixed it by updating my BIOS, I think. So... Eh? Kiara's here? I can't see. Scrolling chat is hard. Windows 11. I can't upgrade to Windows 11, actually. It says something is missing with my PC. Is she here? Hi! Oh, in the space. Hi. Oh, no. See in the space. Kiwawa. Kiwawa, wawa. Kiwawa, wawa, wawa. She left. Yeah, Windows 11 has hardware requirement and my PC did not have that. Yeah. I wonder if I can run Elden Ring on my laptop. I haven't charged my laptop since I got back from the trip. This is the fate of all my mobile workstation stuff. It should, you know. But I still haven't charged it, and it's also Windows 11. Windows 11 kind of reminds me of the time when, what was it? Was it like the trans, like the transition from like Windows? What was it? Windows like 7 to 8? Was it? I think it was from Windows 7 to 8. They like changed a whole bunch of like UI stuff, right? That was the change. That kind of reminds me of that. Because I remember there was a pretty big change. Was it 7 to Vista? No, I feel like it was 7 to 8. Because I remember I used to use 7 more than 8. And I didn't really want to change into 8, but my laptop was Windows 8, so I kind of changed. Yeah, I didn't have a great time with Windows 8. Vista to 11? How old was your machine to still... I mean, I guess some machines still use, like, Vista. I'd be surprised if you're still using, like... Was it... What's before 7? No, before Vista. XP? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some people still use XP. How when did XP release? That was so long ago, wasn't it? Before Vista. This ancient times. I bet some of you guys weren't even born before. Like, but some of you guys weren't even born then. Right? Early 2000s, probably. Almost 20 years. It's been 5,000 years. I wonder what they're gonna keep, like, naming Windows from now on. Like, are they just gonna keep going with the numbering system? Like, maybe, like, 500 years from now, we're gonna have, like, Windows, I don't know, 250? Windows 250. Can you imagine? Oh, you're still on Windows 249? Windows 3000. Windows 11.0 plus 1.0. Windows Q. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they name it like Windows Q. That sounds cool. It's probably what went in the people's minds when they named the Eva movie. Windows 2077. Windows 549.99. You know, with like the inflation and stuff, maybe it will be 549.99. Wait, how much is it now? I don't remember. Windows 2000, wait. What a deal. Exactly. Oh man. Like, the overall test is still only 19%. Pretty sure like 10 minutes ago it was at like 16%. Well, good thing I have my mobile workstation, right? I can set something up to
to get work done, right?
Oh man, I've been working on so many things at the same time lately that I feel like I don't know how am I gonna get everything finished. But you know what? I think the only reason I can do it is because I don't question it. I just do it. I don't question if I can. I just do it, you know? So I feel like if... the first thing I'm going to do is definitely going to be testing my RAM later tonight to see if it's just the motherboard problem or if it's just the RAM problem. And then I'll probably end up seeing if it's the RAM, I can probably just replace it with my Mark 1 RAM. So that, what should I say, so that I can probably, wait, but how do I know if it's just the RAM stick that's the problem? I guess things will run smoothly, huh? Yeah. Anyways, that's my plan for now. Test out the RAM. If it's just a random, what should I say? Random motherboard problem, then I'll have to order a new motherboard. You know, my least favorite part about building a PC is like plugging everything into the motherboard and like somehow like twisting the wires. Like the current motherboard I have, right? And the case that I have, I had a lot of trouble putting one of the wires in at the very top. It was for one of the fans, I think. It was so difficult. Plus, like, the little clip thing to plug stuff into the power source. Those things are, like, the hardest plastic I've ever, like, had the pleasure of trying to budge. Wouldn't you guys agree? Like, when you're trying to plug the power, like, the 24 pin into the power supply, it's like, oh my goodness, my finger strength is not there. So before, when I was switching out my power supply, I had to replug everything in. My fingers were literally like swollen, but like by the time I was finished, because I was trying to like figure out what goes where properly. Nothing feels like it's supposed to fit. Like sometimes, like a certain wire will just like fit perfectly, and you're just like, yes. And sometimes, like it's because they have those little like square-looking, what's it? Little pins. They're like inside the little plastic square thing, and they're not exactly like perfectly shaped. So sometimes they go in really easily. Sometimes it takes like brute force to get it in. Sometimes you have to switch to another wire, and it works perfectly. Maybe it's just me. Ina tech tips. It's more like Ina thinks she knows what she's doing, but at the same time she suffers from lack of brain cells. Especially when building PCs. I think especially with this PC, the cooler, the CPU cooler, had a pretty big fan, and fitting that in the case, like it was supposed to fit. It does fit. It fits perfectly, but too perfectly. That's the problem. I like to have a little bit of room in my case, but it fit too perfectly, and you know, depending on how you orient the fans, it's like it determines if it's like an intake or like a what's the opposite of intake? My brain's not working as usual, but yeah. But yeah, you know, took me a while to figure it out because I planned for a certain oops. It's my little cup with melted ice in it, aka water. Exhaust, yeah. So I planned like how the airflow was gonna be, and it was gonna be shooting out all the hot air from like a certain point of the case. But I installed the fan at the front backwards. So, yeah, that was interesting trying to unscrew the fan, you know, try to fit it back in. And my fingers are very tired. Yeah, the story of my PC building. Honestly, I've been like a friend of mine has been trying to convince me to get like a Mac for like drawing and stuff. And I'm kind of on the fence, honestly. 'Cause Windows systems, they usually have a lot of like driver issues and random crashes and problems, and all of a sudden my Mac loving friends are like, you know, Macs. I'm just like, eh. It's the thing, like I've had a MacBook in the past, but I never got used to it. That's why I don't really feel like I would get good mileage out of having a Mac. Like if anything, I'd probably just have a second PC for just drawing applications and stuff, but that's what Mark 1 was going to be for. I was going to set up the two PC streaming, but then I realized it's also a little complicated-ish. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just have a separate room or something where I can set up for it to be the drawing dedicated system, right? But at the same time, I was like, but if I were to have a drawing system, I wanted to have good specs. So I was like, but then like if I were to stream on Mark 1, then I would need a more stable CPU and system, you know? Yeah. It's a never ending cycle. It's like this is exactly the warning that like my tech savvy friends said when I said I was like interested in building PCs back in the day. It was like, if you start if you start, you can't stop because more new parts are gonna be released and you're like, man, I could really use that part down the line. I could really use that upgrade. And like you're not gonna stop wanting to upgrade. And they're right, they were right. So you see that little fancy graphics card series that's released? Oh, you're gonna want it. Yeah. Just one more upgrade. I think that happened with mixers and audio interfaces, like when I debuted too, I think. 'Cause I used to have a different audio interface. If you guys remember. But that one didn't have, like, what should I say? Some of the functions that I needed, right? So I had to get an additional, it was an audio interface, so I had to get an additional mixer. But the mixer was pretty bad. The mixer was pretty bad, and the volumes were all over the place. Now I've kind of settled on the audio setup for recording and for streaming. They're a little different, but honestly, to find the right, like, set of hardware that works for you really takes trial and error, and it's expensive. It's expensive, honestly. Yeah. But in the end, I think if it's for a stream, if it's for you guys, I think it's worth it, so. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I always think of it as an investment, right? Because in the end, like, I'm still going to use it down the line, and it doesn't hurt to have backup in a way. Oh no, all this waiting and just talking, not doing anything is making me sleepy. Yeah. I try to sleep before the stream, actually. I could not. It's like when you wake up and you are extremely sleepy the entire day, and then you lie down to actually sleep, but you can't sleep. Because you have so much on your mind, and you're just like, oh no. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. Is there anything I can do to keep myself entertained? Well, I don't know. It's still only 30% complete. Taking a long time. Maybe I should organize my desk. I have so many books stacked up on my desk. Not even kidding. Maybe you guys can hear all of it. Let me organize my books and my paperwork. Ooh! My goodness, this week has been so much paperwork and so much behind the scenes stuff. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 books right here. There's my iPad. I go over there. There's another book. How many books do I have on my desk? You guys wanna take bets? You guys wanna take bets how many books I have on my desk? Alright, I'll give you a clue. I have 9 on my lap right now. And there's one. Alright. There's 9. Oh dear. 10. I don't need my headphones. I need like a thing where I put my headphones, honestly. Cause, okay, it doesn't go into the 30s, okay? I don't have 30 books. I mean, I have some on the floor if you count those. Where am I at? I'm at 10, 11. Ooh, this one is one. It's like a collection of like school uniforms and how to draw them. It's a pretty good book. Where are we at? 11, 12. Oh, this is game concept art book. It's pretty good. Let's see. What's next? Oh wait, wrong phone. Alright. Oh, there's my Wii U. That is a sketchbook. Does sketchbooks count? I think it does. That is 13. Yes. And then 14, 15, 16. Oh, they're heavy. I can't lift with one hand. Okay. Oh, that's where it was. Ah! Please don't fall. I bought the Bloodborne PS4 disc that has not been opened yet. I believe that is all the books. Maybe? Question mark? I just have piles of paper that I need to sort through, but that's for tomorrow. All right. What was that? 16 plus one game cartridge, CD. Put that here. There's more books on the floor. That's 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23 books that are not on the bookshelf. But this is on the floor. I just don't have bookshelf space right now. That is a lot of books. Yeah. There is more, I'll be honest, on the other side of the room, but I'm too lazy to walk there. Do I live in a library? I do not, but I wish I did. I wish I did. One of the books that I got was the Tokyo Ghoul Illustrations. Hardcover, by the way. Okay. Inspiring. I love their work. The thing I love about like longer running manga series is the fact that you can see how the artists like develop in art styles too. It's very interesting. We're following their artistic journey. And another one is a lot of background art. Got it from Amazon. I really like looking at background art. I can't read their name, but they did background art for stuff like Promare and the new Eva movie and a few other series. They're very, very high quality. Highly recommended. Yeah. I have two Tokyo Ghoul art books here. Oh, this one's for Ree. Okay. That makes more sense. You know, I always wonder how you get better at drawing, you know, better at art, but looking at all the art books, the only answer is just to draw a lot in the end. Just draw and draw and draw. Just think of how many artworks a person draws over years to reach the point they're at. Only answer is to just draw. Just imagine the number of drawings they drew. This is why I'm very respectful of animators, because they draw hundreds and hundreds every single month. I can't imagine doing that. I can't imagine doing that. Same with mangakas too, they draw so much. Like the sheer volume of drawings to get done. It's very scary. but that's just how much you gotta draw. That's the fact that that's like why I feel like a lot of like illustrators that start off as animators, they have very solid like, what should I say, solid foundation in drawing, because they're so used to drawing so much, just built into their system. They're built different. Ina, will you make a Hollow Myth manga? Never. Well, not never, never, but I may just like do it randomly, but I don't think that's a skill set I have or want. It's very difficult to come up with the story and do all the art for it. There's a reason all the mangakas have like assistants, you know, it's a lot of work. Really is. I don't think I'm very, what should I say, specialized in that department. I'm not specialized in high quantities of artwork at a short amount of period. That's what I've been realizing recently, is the fact that I am not the most diligent worker out there, you know? I have bursts of periods where I draw much more than I have periods where I just don't draw at all. And one of the most important, you know, qualities of a mangaka is probably to be able to draw consistently for an extended amount of time. It's like a marathon, you know, that never ends until your series ends. But then even if your series ends, you have to know that, you know, you have to think of a new series. Yeah. Try Yonkoma. I can do Yonkomas for sure. I mean, I've thought of some, but thinking about what to draw on a Yonkoma and actually drawing it out are two different things, you know? They're two different things. Thinking about getting something made and then actually doing it yourself are very, very different. I'm more on the thinking about it side, you know? I'm just like, man, that would be a fun idea. Then when I actually sit down to draw, I'm just like, maybe next time. Maybe next time. Have I tried before? Kind of. I think I covered this in one of the drawing streams before. The, what was it? I remember I showed you guys an example. I forgot which stream it was. But I did work on it before debut. Actually, before even meeting all the girls. I just knew what they looked like, so I kind of guessed like what their personalities would be. And, yeah, you know. I had an idea, but the idea is still in the idea bank, you know? It's collecting interest. Next to no interest, but it's collecting interest. Hey, that's kind of a pun, because if I told you guys about the idea, I tell you guys that it's collecting interest. It's collecting your interest in the project. Oh, oh, big brain Ina. Oh my goodness. I am so smart. SMRT. Stonks. Maybe that's actually a good way to kind of explain, you know, how projects are decided upon. It's like I have ideas about, you know, ideas about stuff I want to do, the projects I want to do, and they're all in the idea bank, and they keep collecting interest here and there when I think about them. And then when I feel like I can actually get my lazy self to work on a project, get it started off the ground, then I withdraw from the idea bank and get it moving. Whoa. Wow. Amazing. It's still in the thing. I have a lot of ideas. It's just, I have a high threshold, I guess, for when I withdraw the idea and actually get started. Do you think I could hire someone to draw my ideas? Maybe. Is that a responsibility I want right now at this current moment? No, but that also goes in the idea bank. It's kind of like you guys, when you brainstorm and you put down ideas and you connect them with like lines and kind of, you know, brainstorm literally. You know, that's just the one branch of the Yonkoma idea bank slot. Commission people to draw the Yonkoma and like come up with the story. Quite possible. I know there's a lot of Yonkoma artists out there too, actually. Yeah. I honestly feel like I should commission more stuff, but it's kind of like a dilemma, a personal dilemma. In that I have the skills to make it on my own, but you know, time is a resource, they always say. But yeah, I feel like I should, and I have been. You just haven't been seeing it yet. But yeah, it's like, you know, it's like when I can do it, I like drawing. So when it's drawing related, I'm just like, oh, but I can do this and that. But I should also look into commissioning others. And you know, it's very different commissioning others. It's a very different perspective. I can probably talk about this a little after, later down the line, but it's a very different, what should I say, perspective when you're on the ordering side. Yeah. And that it's been a learning experience. But the fact is, I told you guys how understanding both sides of the project, for example, is very important in things to run smoothly. And the fact that I know what needs to be given to a person to for them to do like a good enough job and like have a very easy guideline, you know. I know what's required, so hopefully things will run smoothly. Yeah. How do you hear Ina? I'm in a Twitter space right now. I'm not sure if you can hear it without an account. I apologize. Wait. You can't hear me. Why am I seeing this? You guys can explain for me. Oh my goodness. They can't hear me. You don't need an account. Okay. Let's see. Can I co how do I copy link? Oh. Wait. Oh, it's still working. Okay, I can go to YouTube here. Can I paste it? And there we go. How do I pin it? There we go. Yatta! Technology. Technology. Did it. Smooth brain, honestly. I wish my brain had a little bit of wrinkles. Sometimes my brain is just focused on that one thing, you know. I don't really listen to the others. Other, what should I say, factors that I need to take care of. Professional streamer. Ha, 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 ha. Been doing this for over a year. Almost 2 years. I mean, to be fair, Twitter Space is pretty new. Kind of. Right? It's only been like a couple of months. You know, I'm just a little slow when it comes to new technology. It's fine. Love Twitter Spaces. I feel like Twitter Spaces is kind of like when you feel like just talking. It's like a zatsudan, but you don't have to go through the process of setting up everything for a stream. Or like whenever you just wake up and you're just like, man, I feel like talking, but bed too comfy. That's fine, Grandma. Okay. Don't worry, the cookies will be ready in time. Actually, that one time, I know Crony did a space looking for a, a Vocaloid song. I was so curious about the outcome. I messaged her. I was like, Crony, when you find the song, you gotta let me know. Let me know what the song is, because I'm also curious. Yeah. That's cool. Did the stream finish? The stream's dead, just like my hopes and dreams. But can it die if it never lived? Yeah, she did find it in the end. She linked it to me. Yeah, currently my PC is going through some hard times right now. It's being taken care of. I will take care of it. Just need to do a little bit of adjustments to test things out. And part 1 out of 2 is 98% complete. Wow. It's gonna take me a while, isn't it? Might as well take a nap. No. Pain. So, that being said, I'm not sure. I mean, tomorrow's a break day anyway, so I might be able to figure something out. Well, maybe future Ina, like, intervened in my dream, was like, you're gonna have PC problems. You're gonna have to put a break day tomorrow. honestly. Future Ina strikes again. But tomorrow is a planned break day anyway, so I'll probably spend the day figuring out if I can fix my PC. If it doesn't work out, I'll try find. I might have to shift some schedule stuff around, but I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do when it comes to streaming. I'll still try to stream on the days. I'm pretty sure at least, like, for example, like the member Mini Motorways and Opus is probably streamable from my laptop, so I can do that. It means I have to charge my laptop. I don't like charging my stuff. It's like, why can't everything just share the same, like, magical power cord? Why can't it do that? Why do I have to have different power cords for everything? It's like, the thing is, like, I have my, like, for example, when I traveled, I had my tablet and its charging cable. I had the laptop, I had the charging cable, but the charging cable comes in two parts. Both of them come in two parts. So, in the end, you see this giant tangle of a mess of a charging cables, and then you also have the phone chargers, and then you have the, I mean, technically you can use a different charger for your Switch, but then they don't recommend it because of different voltages and stuff. But that has its own charger, and then you need to carry like some converter. And then literally when I travel, it's half of my luggage is just chargers and tech stuff, and it's really heavy. It's really heavy. Yeah. Which is why when I travel, I do prefer my MacBook, because the charger is not that bulky. Plus, it's USB-C cable, so it's not that heavy, and you can reuse it for other stuff. But yeah, not everything can be used with USB-C at the moment. Time to get buffy, not more like time to actually not bring all the tech stuff and go on proper vacations. The reason I bring all the stuff is because whenever I'm traveling and I'm looking at like a beautiful scenery, I'm just like, man, I could be sitting at the hotel and drawing right now. And so I cannot live without drawing. I'm sorry, I can't. So I need to take all the stuff with me. But I really need to learn how to turn off that part of my brain and go on actual vacations. Honestly though, let's be real here. If I go on a vacation without all my tech, laptop, tablet, anything, I'm gonna find a napkin. I'm gonna draw on it. I'm gonna ask the hotel staff for a drawing utensil, a pencil, a pen. I'm gonna find a napkin. And I will have, by the end of the vacation, I'm gonna have a pile of napkins. That's just how it's gonna be. It can't be helped. You know, I used to, I told you guys how back in the day, I did used to have a cashier job, but whenever, like, it was at a part of town where, like, in the evening times, like, it's really quiet, so there will be, like, at least, like, an hour or so, not even an hour, maybe, like, 30 minutes of, like, no customers come by, and I would just, like, I would just, like, pull out, like, a little bit of that receipt paper. Because the receipt paper is blank when there's nothing on it, right? So I used to rip out a little bit of the receipt paper, and I would be doodling on it until someone comes to, like, comes to check something out. Those are the times. Yeah, I used to draw on the blank receipt paper, you know? Because I used to pull out a little bit of it, but there's also the times where, like, when you switch the receipt rolls, you have to, like, pull out, like, a certain tab to just, like, get it started. It's like when you put in a new, fresh roll of toilet paper, and you just gotta get rid of the little bit of tab at the start to get the fresh roll, you know, rolling. There's a little bit of extra left, you know. Make sure that none of the receipt paper is gone to waste. Or like at the end of the receipt paper, you know. You guys know if you see like a pink line at the end of your receipt, like a streak across, it means the paper is about to run out. Yeah. So when you see that pink line show up, you know that you're about to get some extra receipt paper to draw. Oh yeah, and when I get really bored, I used to like make like little like origami like cranes and stuff with the receipt paper. Oh, good times when you're bored at work. It's exciting, really. Yeah. You know, make sure no paper goes to waste. It's for a greater good. But yeah. Mm-hmm. That's some good old memories I remember. Actually, I was looking through my old sketchbooks from like years and years ago. I was like, man, I used to draw so much back in the day. What happened now? I bought a sketchbook not so long ago to start practicing again, but then I was like, when I'm drawing on like paper, I'm just like, I could be drawing digitally right now. So I haven't been drawing that often. It's kind of sad. I think drawing traditionally is important too. Kind of get to understand the world without undo. It's very close to real life. See, this sketchbook that was on my desk, I only used like 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pages out of 100 sheets of paper. It's as much progress as my memory diagnostics tool right now. Honestly, though, I think when I was little, I used to do a lot of, watercolor. I don't know if I have any left, but I was used to doing watercolor, so, like, even the workflow I have right now, it's pretty similar to how I used to work with watercolor. So, traditional art, like, don't neglect it, you know? It can help. It's transferable. Yeah. Honestly, I feel like if I ever do like a charity kind of thing, it'll probably be like a traditional art piece of something. Maybe auction it. That's one of the idea bank ideas, is like if I ever do like a charity stream or content, that was kind of my go-to project. That would have been interesting. Or acrylics. I used to work with acrylics too, although I kind of forget how to. Look, I have chips on my desk. And like one of the reasons I am relatively confident in line art, not always but sometimes, is because I used to do a lot of ink drawings too, actually. You know the Copic markers? They have like Copic liners and they have like the really thin, like the 0.1. Lens. What flavor is it? Actually, it's peanut flavored. Na 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 The worst flavor, you haven't tried these chips. It's like baked chips. It has like a little peanut in it, kind of. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it. It's really good. The opening is so good for Spy Family. Mm. I've had it on loop for a while now. So what happens after September 28th? They get to extend it for another year? You guys are waiting forever for the schedule. Scheduled stream. The schedule. The ending too. Honestly, everything about the anime is perfect. I like it. Maybe I can doodle something in this sketchbook. What I doodle? I doodle Anya. He's eating peanut chips. I forgot what her hair looks like. Wait, I have the books right beside me. Oh, there you go. Here's Anya. So cute. Can you hear the pen scribble? Maybe not. You can hear it. Well, that's good. Oh no. I'm drawing with a pen. I made a mistake. That's just life. Okay, peanut. Okay, I think I drew her hair a little too not poofy. It's unfortunate. Okay. Well, there has been like little to no progress on the diagnostics tools. So I feel like it's calls for nap time. I'll draw again another time. Creating cookies right now. Holy shit! Put the books down. Yeah. Well, it was a pretty, how long has this, what's it, this, space last? I don't remember. But I'm sure by the time I wake up, the PC diagnostics tool will be finished, hopefully. Probably take like an hour nap or something. Hour and a half sounds nice. Usually I sleep in like hour and a half chunks. Or 4 hours. Something like that. But an hour and a half is nice. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me on my first tour of space. Maybe if I run into any tech problems down the line, I'll do more space stuff. Maybe. Yeah. How much space do I have on my desk? Let's say a third is taken up by paperwork right now. A third is taken up by my tablet. So around a third. Anyways, but it was fun. Thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I guess I'll see you. If everything works out, I'll see you guys the after tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Until next time. I don't know if I can set an archive for this. I think I saw something at the start, but I didn't press it. Might not be able to save this right now. Oh well. I'll do it for next time. Thank you! I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the morning, afternoon, evening. I'll see you guys next time, okay? Take care. Bye. Wah. 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 Okay, how do I end this? There's a... Oh, end button. Hoi. End space. Yes. Bye.